American restaurants are facing a nationwide ketchup shortage. I kid you not. This is serious.
Oh, no.
A ketchup shortage.
Why?
Come on, Heinz. Get your act together.
Yeah.
And Heinz is the one that's being really cited because it's the big one. It's got 70% of the market. COVID-19 has upended, it says here in a story, the condiment world order. Some restaurants are using generic versions of ketchup, pouring out bulk ketchup into individual cups, and even having to shop in some of the Costco's and Sam's Clubs and things like that, trying to find bulk ketchup to buy because they're shorted.
I have to confess.
What's that?
We have hoarded those little ketchup packets that you get.
Oh, it's you.
And that's what the problem is. That's what the problem is. Because the pandemic turned many sit-down restaurants into takeout specialists, and included in their takeout
is the little packets.
The ketchup packets. And those are now in a big shortage. In fact, packet prices for restaurants are up 13% since last January.
Whoa. Oh, there goes my supply.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I can sell them on the street.
We probably could. We probably could. The costs are going up. In fact, it says with the ketchup that is being used in restaurants and people using more of it at home with some of their home recipes, ketchup consumption has increased U.S. retail sales of ketchup over $1 billion in the past year, 15% higher than the previous year of 2019.
Whoa.
Wow. Man.
That's a lot of ketchup.
Time to buy stock. And Heinz has the big problem because it holds nearly 70% of the U.S. retail market. Heinz has announced it plans to open two new manufacturing lines here in the month of April and probably more after that, increasing production by about 25% to about 12 billion packets a year to try and keep up with demand.
Yeah, now then the question is, what does that do to tomato prices in the marketplace? Because if they hoard the tomatoes, what happens to the ones the consumers want?
Grow your own.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. It's
got a whole new meaning now, doesn't it, to grow your own?
Get of course, if you do that, you might want to sell them to Heinz. You know? Yeah.
What's he growing over there? Tomato plants. it's a new cash crop.
Open up a tomato store right next to the cannabis shops.
And it says here, even though some states have lifted some of the capacity and availability to eat in restaurants, where you can now sit down, a lot of restaurants still aren't serving in the individual bottles. They're still keeping stuff off the tables and still giving you the individual packets for overall safety concerns.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, so that's handling the bottle, yeah.
Although I was in one restaurant where they were pretty clever about it. They put them in little plastic cups so they don't have packets. They squirt the ketchup into the cup and bring you the cup with a lid on it.
Yeah.
Controls the, it can help with safety. Also can control the use of the ketchup,
too. It's also
too.
Easier to use.
Yeah. In fact, some restaurants, it says here, are providing condiments only upon request.
Oh, yeah, most of them.
Oh, really? No, so, okay.
Really? Okay.
A lot of them don't even put salt and pepper on the table. You have to ask for it.
Because that's usually standard. I mean, your ketchup, your mustard, your salt and pepper are usually standard on the table. Yeah. Now you got to ask for it, really.
Yeah, and then they have to wipe them down when you're done completely.
Oh, so, going back to what you just said, if they're doing some kind of individual serving, that would help with that, too, I'm sure.
Yep.
Wow. The great ketchup shortage.
Oh, man. It's biggest story of 2021, there it is. Going to overshadow everything.
Well, when do you think it says here that ketchup is? Let me make sure I have this said right.
You deserve a break today, but not a packet of ketchup.
Bring your own, I guess.
Bring your own.
It is the most requested. The tomato spread, as it's described here, is the most consumed table sauce at U.S. restaurants.
Sure.
Absolutely. I believe it. Although I never have the packets. I never even have Heinz ketchup out of a plastic bottle. There's only one way to have Heinz ketchup in the glass bottle, as my grandmother always had in her fridge.
Well, we had the upside down one. You set it on your cap.
Yes, I know exactly. Yep. Letting everybody know if you like to get in.
That is tradition. That's good, that Heinz bottle.
If you'd like to learn more, it's Kraft owns Heinz. So if you'd like to go and look at investment purposes, just saying.
On FanDuel, can you bet who wins?
No,
the
you cannot.
Race?
No, no.
Is there an over and under on ketchup consumption in these United States? So,
but no, Kraft, I think Kraft Foods bought yeah. Heinz a few years ago, right?
Yeah. In fact, it lists here more of the information, and then in one of the references, it's the Kraft Heinz company.
Kraft Heinz
so, yes,
company. Okay.
So it's the official way.
Right.
But
there was just on the History Channel. There was the story of that. They were doing these. Foods That Built America stories,
yep.
Things like that. And then there was one of the stories about Heinz.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and of course, was made, well, was was invented in Pittsburgh, and that's where it was
that's right.
established for many, many years. But it is now most of it is being made in Chicago, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hardly any of it in Pittsburgh anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, very sad. Very sad. There you go, everybody. You're learning more about Heinz than you probably wanted to know.
Heinz, ketchup, tomatoes, everything. We've got it all. I'm fascinated. 70% of the market. That's a healthy market share.
Yeah, what's the other? Hunt's?
Doesn't even
is
say.
Hunt's even still around?
Yeah, Hunt's,
I don't know.
Was a ketchup, and then there are some generic brands.
I have to say, as much as I love ketchup, I have a neighbor whose 16-year-old daughter does something with ketchup that I find blasphemous. She has it with her steak. No. You can have ketchup with eggs. You can have ketchup with burgers and whatever, French fries, whatever. But not
ketchup
with your
on steak.
No, you, that's
when
wrong.
When I was a kid, I absolutely detested liver. I still do. And so when my mother would serve it and I had to eat it, you couldn't see it on the plate. It was just a red sauce. totally covered. Start front
well,
to back.
That.
But that's understandable.
I understand that. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. Of course.
I think that would be proper protocol if ever.
Yes.
I think another brand we overlooked, Del Monte.
Oh,
there's another one,
there
too.
Oh, that's another one. Yes.
Well, it's not that they're overlooked. It's they only got 30% of the market between right. all of them.
Right. Right. Well, truth be told, for me, you know what I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Can't wait.
Whatever I got a coupon for, or whatever I can find cheap.
Oh, no!
It's a tomato. Oh,
no!
It's a squeezed tomato.
Oh,
that's,
there is a difference.
There is. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Now, that's one product there is a difference.
Yeah. So, well, just remember now, Pat, you're not coming over to my house for spaghetti or a hamburger.